Our reading today is coming from Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 24 through verse 29. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Let's go ahead and pray again. God, as we look at your word here today to take a brief look at the foundation that we build our lives and our faith on and what we can do to care for that foundation, I pray that you would help us to see where we need to change our habits and change our maintenance to protect the areas around our foundation. Thank you for giving us a solid foundation to our faith that's based off of you and not based off of us. I pray you'd help us to build good structures on that foundation as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm pretty sure if any of us who have been in church for a while have heard messages or sermons before about choosing to build our lives on a good foundation, to build our lives on the teachings of Jesus and other similar messages. That's nothing new. We probably also heard messages about having a good foundation for our faith, you know, making sure that we put our trust in the right places, in the Bible, in Jesus and what he did on the cross. No, that's nothing new. And all of us, if we've been around church for a while, we already know that the right foundation for our lives and for our faith is Jesus himself and the work that he did. Now, we don't need further explanation or teaching about that today. But what I do want to look at instead is looking at maintaining our foundation. As many of you probably know, I work for a company that does foundation repairs. As such, I see all sorts of interesting things in people's foundations and concrete throughout here. Seeing as how the state of Florida is more or less living on a sandbar, there's always issues with foundations all over the place. Sometimes it's a foundation that's just badly put together. And sometimes it's a foundation that looks okay, looks mostly okay, but winds up having deep issues underneath. And sometimes it's a good foundation, but there's major maintenance issues that have caused problems around the foundation instead. I want to show you guys a couple of pictures of some of the things that I've seen for foundations. Some of them aren't too crazy. If you go ahead and pull up the first picture, Steve. This foundation, as you guys can see, this is part of a driveway. It didn't have very good reinforcement. It had water issues and drainage that caused the driveway to fail and break. It didn't have proper reinforcement, so it wasn't the best created foundation. I missed one of these pictures. Oh, it's all right. There's another foundation I forgot to get a picture of for this one, but there is a foundation that I looked at that had an addition under the house, or add on to the house, and these people called us out because they found a little hole outside where they could kind of see underneath. Found out as we investigated that little hole had caused washout, and this whole addition room that they had added on had about a foot and a half gap underneath it. There wasn't really much physical evidence inside of there being an issue, but there is a huge issue underneath the foundation that needed to get fixed. And we got that taken care of. Sometimes there's just a sidewalk like this, or there's some instability underneath that makes the concrete fall down over time. And then sometimes you have a house like this last one. I don't know how well you guys can see that there, but the entire foundation of this house is exposed. I've never seen another house like this one. But this entire house had almost a 12 to 18 inch gap underneath their foundation slab. You could crawl underneath the slab of this house like a crawl space. That's not supposed to happen. But this house, the builder did a really good job with his foundation, because all around the house, he sunk deep pillars of concrete down into the ground that formed the basis for his foundation. Because of that, this house had no cracks in the walls, no cracks in the floor, no issues that we could see anyplace. The foundation was still good, but the maintenance around it wasn't done to keep the surrounding area good. You know, that's, even though the house is still standing, clearly there's some issues here that need to be addressed. You know, you can't just leave something sitting like this. Looking into more of our spiritual life and where our foundations are, all of us who have a relationship with Jesus, we have a solid foundation. Our foundations, no matter what's going on around our house, are like the foundation of that last house I showed you. There are major issues and turmoil and everything going on around that house, but that foundation is solid. It's not going anywhere because it's built right. We have that foundation underneath us, so we can take comfort in that fact that we're going to be good no matter what. But even though that foundation is perfect, we are not perfect. Our world is not perfect. Our lives are not perfect. So as such, we need to be doing maintenance around our foundation to keep the building above it strong. So before we get into what that looks like for our spiritual foundations, what does maintenance look like for foundation in our physical life, foundations around our houses? Sometimes it's water management. Sometimes we need to go in and we need to seal up the foundation to keep water from going inside the house. Sometimes we need to do drainage systems to move the water away from the house so that we don't get washout like what happened to that crazy house in that last picture. Sometimes on houses where the foundation is not as solid as it needs to be, it becomes a whole big to-do to get the foundation supported well. I know Dave and Linda are dealing with some of that right now. They've found significant instabilities in the ground underneath their house, the beginnings of sinkholes. So they're going into a whole rigmarole of trying to get piers and reinforcements put on their foundation, trying to fix everything underneath. And that's, I'm sure you guys can attest to, that's not a fun project to get into. It's an awful lot of work to protect and maintain these things. Sometimes, like that one sidewalk picture that I showed you, it's just a matter of injecting a little bit of foam underneath to pick that sidewalk back up and stabilize it and make sure it stays where it needs to be. So there are multiple solutions to fix foundations in the real world, and just like that, there are multiple things that we need to do in our lives, in our spiritual lives, to keep the area around our foundation strong. So what does that look like in the spiritual realm? Well, first thing to do is it takes spending time with Jesus and getting to know him. Our foundation is built on Jesus, it's built on his life, it's built on a relationship with him and knowing who he is. That foundation starts off by spending time with him, which isn't always as easy as you might think it is, because it's not like we can go over to Jesus' house and knock on the door and be like, hey, can I come hang out with you for supper tonight? It doesn't work that way. He's not here with us anymore. We all know that. I mean, he is here with us spiritually, but we don't physically have Jesus' presence here on earth anymore. So spending time with him involves learning about him and getting to know him better. That's accomplished mainly through spending time in the Bible and through prayer. Yeah, this is nothing new. This is stuff we already know. But doing those things are important to keep up with our foundation, to keep our building strong, keep our area around our foundation strong. And learning about Jesus is not just confined to the New Testament. That's a mistake a lot of people make is, oh, I want to know more about Jesus and strengthen my relationship. I'm just going to focus on his life and the letters written afterwards about what it means to be a Christian. But that's skipping everything that came before. To get a full picture of what our foundation is, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. Because the Old Testament talks about who God is. It talks about his promise, his story of redemption, of how the fact of God being the perfect one, the holy one, the one who cannot tolerate sin, and how we as human beings are sinful, and that there's no matter what we do, we can't live up to the standards that God gives us. That's the whole story of the Old Testament. It's all building to one point. It's all building up to Jesus and Him being the only way to have a foundation, to have a lasting relationship. We need to make sure that we're looking at the full counsel of Scripture, at everything, and seeing the whole story, the big picture. It's actually a series that Shawnee is starting this morning with the kids back in Children's Church called Firm Foundations, talking about going through the whole big story of who God is and who Jesus is, and it all begins back in creation. It doesn't begin at the Gospels. If you start there, you miss out on a lot of context. Spending time in prayer is equally important as well. That's our main way of talking to Jesus and talking to God. It's not just asking for things we want to have done. It's not just praying for ourselves and for others, although that is important. It's also just carrying on a conversation, telling about what your life is like and what's going on. And prayer is a great way to ask for help, too, because sometimes life gets so overwhelming that we don't really know what we need or what to ask for. And in Romans 8, Paul talks about the fact that when life gets that way, the Holy Spirit prays for us, too, and intercedes for us when we don't know how to pray. And it's a great source of strength and of comfort. You know, doing these things is like managing the water around the foundation of a house. Water is extremely destructive, especially the kind of storms we get down here in Florida, where you get 5 inches of water dumped down in like an hour or so. And life throws stuff at us that's just as crazy like that. Being grounded in God's word and in prayer helps to move that water away to a safe place and helps keep our foundations strong. One of the other things that's, I think, is really key to maintaining our foundations is something that not everybody thinks of, but is spending time with other believers, both in church and outside of church. There are multiple examples of this, and it's all throughout the New Testament, that the church is meant to be a community. We're supposed to function together. Paul talks about the church being a body. There are all sorts of other things. One of the more famous this is in Hebrews chapter 10, where, once I get there here, where the author talks about making sure that we keep being together. In Hebrews 10, Hebrews 10:24, it says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." This same thing is repeated all over the place in the New Testament. You don't have to look very far to see that it's important for us to gather together. God didn't make us to function on our own. God made us to function together in community. When we come together in church and we sing worship songs together, it focuses us and reminds us of who God is. When we listen to teaching from the Word together, it reminds us of the larger context of things. It helps keep our thinking about God and His Word straight. If you just sit around and read the Bible and pray all by yourself, it's not difficult to see something and get off on a tangent that's completely off track from what the rest of the Bible says. Being together with other people helps us to check ourselves and helps us to challenge ourselves and to grow and to make sure that we're thinking correctly, that we're not getting off track. And it being together is also a way that we can encourage each other. I know several people throughout church here have formed relationships with others that they use for accountability, for things that they want to work on and improve, for being a good husband, for being a good wife, for being a good mother to their kids. Now, there are a lot of ladies and a lot of men that talk to each other about specific things to encourage each other to, hey, you know, this is a goal in your life that is going to bring you closer to God, that's going to be pushing you in the right direction, and I'll help you in that help you in that push, in that struggle to maintain your foundation, to build well upon the foundation we have with Jesus. Now, the trying to keep up with this in-person thing can often be difficult, especially with the health challenges we face today. There's all the there are things that have been going on with COVID and all the ups and downs of, is it safe to do this? Is it not safe to do this? Do we need to wear masks or not wear masks? Do we need vaccinations? What do we need to do to be together? You know, it's of course we want to try to meet together safely and with consideration for the people around us. We want to show love to everyone by doing whatever we can to protect each other and protect ourselves. But we absolutely need to be meeting with each other, whether that's here at church or getting together outside of church too. I know there are some people that, since live streams are available for church and they're able to watch that way, that's a great resource for when it's not safe to meet. But I know that there are a lot of people who have decided, oh, well, this is a lot more convenient. I don't have to get out of my house, and I don't have to get all my kids dressed and put together, and I don't have to go talk to people. I can just sit here and listen, and maybe that's good enough. And while it's a great resource, and I'm glad that we have it so that we can still be a part of things when we are sick or such, it's not a substitute for coming and spending time with each other, for coming and being in church. We absolutely need to be meeting together with each other as well as being in our Bibles and reading. And as we said earlier, we are extremely fortunate that God has given us the grace he has in Jesus, because we don't have to worry about our foundation getting broken. Jesus is our foundation. Nothing can change him. Nothing can break our foundation or damage our foundation. But at the same time, even if your foundation is intact, like that last house we showed a picture of, foundation's intact, but do you really want to live in a house where you can see under, crawl underneath your foundation? That's not the way it's supposed to be. So even though our foundation can never be damaged, it is important to keep up the area around our foundation so we can be the best witness we can be. We can live our lives the way God intended us to live. As I am not Zach, we do not have very long, I do not have a very long message. That's about the gist of what I've got today, but we are going to take time and do communion today. It's the first of the month. It is our tradition that first Sunday of the month we come together and we celebrate communion with each other. As usual, we're going to have a time of reflection before we take the elements together. During that time, as you're ready, you can come up and take the elements back to your seat. We'll partake of them together at the end, as our custom is. Just remember, of course, that we celebrate communion as a remembrance of Jesus' death, and that and the remembrance that his death and resurrection allow us to have that immovable foundation. As Zach always says, through this communion table, this doesn't belong to our local church or to our denomination even. It belongs to everyone who has a relationship with Jesus. As such, if you have that personal relationship, you are welcome to come and take part in communion today. If you do not have that personal relationship, we'd ask that you don't partake, because this is for those who have, it's a remembrance for those who have that relationship. That's about all we got leading up to it. I'll go ahead and open this up and then play a little bit while we have the reflection. Then you guys can come up and grab it as you're ready.
Find promised grace. salvation comes. Hear heaven's voices sing, their thunderous anthem rings through emerald courts and sapphire skies. Their praises rise. All glory, wisdom, power, strength, thanks, and honor are to God our King, who reigns on high. Thirst and hunger die, the Lamb becomes our Shepherd King. We'll reign with Him. Hear heaven's voices sing, their thunderous anthem brings through emerald courts and sapphire skies. Their praises rise. All glory, wisdom, power, strength, thanks, and honor are to God our King, who reigns on high forevermore.
As we come to communion together, remember that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, He broke bread with His disciples, and He told them that this was bread, this bread was a symbol of His body, which is about to be broken for them, and to break bread together and to take it in remembrance of Him. In the same way, He also took the cup and said that this was a representation of His blood, of the new covenant in His blood, and to drink this in remembrance of Him as we gather together. Let's pray. God, thank You for the redemptive story that You have for us, for giving us the revelation in Your Word to tell us who You are, to explain to us that You are the Creator, the Holy One, the One who is separate from all others and like no other, and to explain to us that we are sinful by our very nature and incapable of paying back the debt that we owe to You. But that You, in Your grace and Your mercy, sent Your Son down to take that debt upon Himself and to pay the cost for us to have a relationship with You. That all we need to do is believe in You and accept the free gift that You've given, so we can have a relationship with You and have a firm foundation on which we can build our lives. I pray You would be with us this week as we go out. Let us pay attention to our foundation, to the maintenance we need to do around that, to keep our lives centered and built strongly on You and on the foundation You've given us. I pray You would let us build good buildings on that foundation. Let us be witnesses to those around us so that they too would want to have the solid foundation we have in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We stand together. We can read our blessing, which comes from Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, which says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Thank you. God bless, and have a good week.